how they're selling this shit. Right.
Well, I'm turning them down.
Honestly, that is wild. I've never in my life.
Yeah, there you go.
That burning.
turning them down.
I feel like.
Anyways,
hold on. Wait. Hold on. You, Shawa.
Hey. Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, yeah, you are. All right, DJ Contagion. With a K.
With the burning lips.
How was the shift? How was the shift?
The shift was all right.
Okay.
It was actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
Is it busy?
I'm sorry I wasn't there.
It was, yeah. I've had a hard day. I know.
You know what? It was actually totally fine.
It was very mellow.
Okay. Yeah.
It was pretty mellow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty mellow.
I would love to tell you how many flights of stairs that I did, though, because that is
two stairs.
That's my passion.
We need to get pedometers for the servers.
Oh, just
for
sure. Just keep your phone in your pocket.
You guys should wear the like step counters on your wrist.
Yeah, we should have a nightly contest.
I will only do that if my
person with the highest step count gets something.
A contest? A contest?
Yeah, a contest.
With a K?
A contest with a K.
Okay.
Yeah.
When I worked at the Peaks, can I just say, not a lot of steps.
No.
But I still, Alex, we expend a lot of fucking calories when we work at the Peaks, right?
That's correct.
It's like you're on the stand.
That is correct.
Thank you.
Actually,
that is correct.
They are watching.
Yeah. Wait, hold on.
So
hold on.
We also do everything.
Hold on.
Not on duty. No drinking. Not on duty.
That is correct.
There it is. all right. Now.
Related, can you turn my headphones down?
That's a fun question. But I feel like you know how to dial all these things in, right?
That's fair. I'll do it.
All right.
What the fuck?
So guys, yes, we've all had a hard day and a half. Because here's the thing. We work in the bar industry, the service industry.
It's a hard knock life.
For us.
Thank you.
For us.
Oh, you're going to be great at the singing portion at the end. Yeah. You don't even know.
Yeah, that's coming. That is coming.
What I was getting at is
it's been a hard couple days, and now we're all here, and it's time to decompress. Have a good time, right?
It's hard to decompress when my lips are burning from grandma's
cookies. Yeah, grandma's cookies.
No, I didn't. She's worried about fucking the spice from the grandma's cookies.
She can't get out of being.
I can't even handle
other shot glasses in.
Yeah, there are shot glasses in the fridge.
Anyways,
that we can get.
Yes, you're right. I'm not going to talk about grandma's cookies anymore. That is the wildest shit ever. The fact that. That burnt. Like, they should really not be selling that shit. That is crazy as hell.
I wonder if the cookie.
Like, just a little bit of a lick and it burned. It burned.
Right?
That is actually insane.
Yeah. I actually was like. To rip the wrapper,
like,
I put my whole mouth, like, on it.
How the fuck are they selling that? They need to recall. Like, recall. on it. Anyways.
No.
Yes, we're decompressing.
But we're decompressing now. And by the way, I'm looking around this room. I'm going to be DJ Contagion. DJ Curmudgeon. Thank you.
Oh, you're pronouncing it correct. Oh.
I'm going to be DJ Curmudgeon with a K right now. I'm going to just say,
I don't hate
anybody in this room. Which is his favorite. His favorite thing to say.
Thank you so much.
That's gross too.
I love that.
His favorite thing to say is, I don't hate any of you. And by the way, last night when we closed, we were going through it. And I did feel like DJ Curmudgeon, DJ Lucas, did make it easier on me because he did. He was like, he looked around. Let's be real. It was you. You were there. You were there.
For some. I left.
You were there. No, you were there.
I also did leave.
No. Well, as you should have. But it was, you know, it was a tough moment.
It's
fucking busy,
too. Why is that? Why was it a tough close?
It was a tough close because
I think they are. Wait, I want to ask y'all a question.
Our favorite human being passed away like on Friday, and we didn't get the news until last night, and it happened during our shift, which was like,
God damn,
which was weird.
The energy changed. I knew there was something. I knew there was something weird, but it's not my business.
But how do you tell people? Like, I didn't. Yeah. I told Maddie.
Damn.
I
appreciate.
A little bit after I found out.
It was like 8:30 p.m. It took an hour for me to tell you, but I don't remember.
We literally didn't tell JM, I didn't tell you, I didn't tell Jacob, I didn't tell Shawa.
I said.
It just kind of like slowly permeated through the staff.
People could see the look in my eyes. But I was just like, having a bad time.
But my whole pool team.
Can I ask? Because I don't know. Is this a coworker of us?
No. He's a regular. He's like.
And what about his best friend?
He's my best friend. One of my best friends.
God, man, I'm sorry.
Of 25 years.
He was just here at this show. Last week.
Yeah, I hung out with him on Tuesday. 2 weeks ago. I hung out with him on Tuesday. We had a whole heart to heart. We went out.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm gonna tell the story on the show because it is actually kind of pertinent.
We went out after my pool team got done.
We went to another bar on Valencia, and
which one?
I don't remember the name of it, but it's like, you know where 26 Mix is? Alex, you might know 26 Mix. So as you get closer to Cesar Chavez in Valencia.
So not Dover, but the other one.
No, past it. Yeah, you keep going.
Past it, the Rock Bar?
Past the Rock Bar. Yeah.
Mary's Pub?
Maybe.
St. Mary's?
Maybe.
The worst pool table in the city?
One pool table. We went there to play pool.
All we did, though, is
we walked in and we, like, put our sticks down, and then we just talked for, like, three hours.
Was there a popcorn machine?
Yeah.
No.
Was I not there?
You were not there, no. But we sat there, and like we were supposed to go there just to play one more game of pool. We did not play
this,
a game of pool.
And you're saying this was last week, right?
Tuesday.
Can I ask, I'm sorry if this is too personal of a question, but like how did he pass?
Well, I don't 100% know. What I was told was heart attack. But he's a 42-year-old man. I'm 45, so if you put me and him next to each other in pictures, like you're
like you wouldn't expect
who's
him to
gonna
pass
die
away.
First.
No. Like you wouldn't. It's not like
me.
It was like
really?
Not
me. Not him. Yeah. It's gonna be me. But
so
no,
was it like
apparently
something
not.
That you guys were like expecting or anything?
No, it was out of nowhere. But we sat there. We had this whole ass conversation. I Irish goodbye, which I'm sure you guys all know what that means. Like I just.
The best.
I just was a little too drunk.
That's my life.
He invited like five people I didn't know to come.
He do
meet
be
up.
Doing that.
That's what he does.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Oh, you're gonna love all these people," and I was like, "Of course I will." And then, they all walked in, and I was just like, "I'm too drunk for this." I peaced out. He texted me, and his last text to me was, "Did I piss you off?"
Oh, shit.
And I was like,
"What was his last text to you?"
No. Well, not his last, but he goes, "Did I piss you off?" And I was like, "You never pissed me off. I love you." And he goes,
"Yeah.
Oh man, I love you too." And that was the last text. So at least the last two texts we sent was me telling him I love him, and he's telling me that he loves me.
Which is the best case scenario.
Can you get better?
No, you can't.
Can't believe that. That's really horrible.
But that doesn't really make it better.
No, of course not.
It's nice, but it's. I've had a few people in the past couple of years now, kind of peace out of nowhere. One guy was a motorcycle accident where you're like, okay,
when was
shit? That sucks. This was one of the guys I play pool with all the time in Austin, and it was after I left, by the way. But, like, all of a sudden, like, all the guys I play on the team with were texting me out of nowhere. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, why are they all texting me? And then they were like, oh, Gordon crashed his motorcycle and he died. This was, like,
out of nowhere.
Fucking out of nowhere. He was like, I'm going out of town. I'm going to New York. And then he just dies in New York. And by the way,
you know what I think?
In New York. So it's like,
He goes,
do we have to get his like body back? Like
yes.
This,
yes.
Like this is a whole
immediately I started thinking about logistics of the lawyer and me.
Nightmare.
Yeah. We've got to get like.
I mean, he lives with his girlfriend. Yeah. He has brothers here. Which, by the way, I've contacted both of them.
Was he born and raised in San Francisco?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Me and him were both born and raised.
He went to New York on what, like a trip?
Business.
He died in New York?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
But we've known each other for literally like 25 plus years. Like,
you know what?
We used to play baseball. I never struck him out. This motherfucker out.
What were you going to say?
Go. Yeah, do what he says.
I think what's bothered me through this whole thing that is kind of, let's say, controversial, that I actually think that he wouldn't, what's bothered me that's controversial to say, but I think that he would agree with, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, is that when I've said, like, hey, I'm, you know, having a hard time, and, like, people don't, obviously, they don't know how to react to, like, you know, and people know about this, and but I have to, like, make it better for them. Mm. Like, I have to, like, say, like, oh, I'm good, or, like, oh, I'm going to be fine. Like, oh, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, like, I'm not. It's tripped me up. It's like, why do I have to fake that? It's really, really bothering
me.
Are you saying that he was saying that?
Well, I don't know. Okay. I'm saying that.
Oh, okay.
Mind
you, I want to be, like, super clear. I'm not talking to everybody about this. This is not.
No. We were actually. It was like weird. Like, it's like, who do we tell and when do we tell them? Because this is like a bombshell.
Yeah.
Like,
this is going to destroy. The one person I appreciated.
Didn't tell JM until he was.
No, but that's not off. That's not what I'm saying.
Told you because I needed to tell somebody.
You know, we're on the radio.
And you knew I could handle it.
Okay.
Well, I just needed to say it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, my point is, like, now it's, I don't want to say public knowledge because I don't think that's
true.
It is.
No, I agree.
It is. Yeah. But at the same time, my point is, a lot of people are maybe they're just better at faking it, or maybe, like, it's actually scared me a little bit. Like, it's bothered me. Because they look at me and they'll be like, they're like, oh, how are you? I'm like, oh, like, not great.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to answer you honestly.
Well, texted me earlier.
No, but it's not how about Trish. It's nobody in this room.
I just wanted to see. Let
me finish my thought. And, like, because. And then they'll look at me for, like, you know, it's like the cadence of the music to, like, have that final note. And I'm like, okay, now I'm just going to say, oh, you know, but, you know, tomorrow's a new day or whatever. Like,
fuck.
Are you kidding me? Like,
fuck that.
And they're like, oh, yeah, no, it's good. And I'm like, no, sorry, guys. It's not fine.
Yeah.
But it's bothered me a lot.
A new day, yes.
No, but my point is.
But tomorrow's a new day that Marcelo is.
You don't have to be fine.
Not a part of.
That's my point.
If a person that you love passes away, you don't have to be fine. Like, you're allowed to feel really deep.
You get what I'm saying.
Yeah, I do.
I don't at this moment because I didn't know this person.
Actually, you would think it's okay.
It makes me feel horrible, though, what you're saying. Like, I just feel like. Empathy, but do I understand you're allowed to feel.
Yeah.
I might look okay, but you don't understand how many layers of makeup and what I had to do to get here.
Yeah.
But, like, the
I'm sorry,
thing,
you guys. Honestly,
thing,
all I can say is I'm sorry. Like,
The thing about Marcelo.
Honestly, that's
this
horrible.
This is like, I do want to talk about him on the show in a real way. The thing about Marcelo was when he would ask me how I was doing, I didn't ever feel like I had to pretend with him. Like, he would be like, how you doing, Willie, blah blah, what's going on? And he was one of those guys where I'd be like,
that's why I said I'd be like
Marcelo, I'm fucking, I got a lot of shit going on that I don't
and
like
and he'd be like, tell me about it.
I mean, the last time me and him went to a Giants game, this is now probably too much for the radio, but
DJ Stairs, you're here. We went to the game.
We were driving to the game, and I was like, well, this is a girl I work with.
Nope, absolutely not.
Sorry.
Absolutely not.
I think I hear I hear you guys.
It's gonna
telling,
be funny.
I'm
it's gonna be
radio.
Funny in a second.
I hear you guys telling.
It's gonna be funny in a second, though.
I hear you guys telling this story, though, and all I was say like, is that I think what makes it really like painful is that is the fact that it was so unexpected. It's not like it sounds like it's not like you. He had such health problems that he. It was just kind of out of nowhere. Like that is like I can't even imagine.
Like we were just chilling,
and he's one of your best friends. Like I honestly can't imagine that.
25 plus years. When I moved back, to the city after being in Austin for like 9 years, I was like, I need to get back into the pool scene. It's like, who do I call? Marcello. Oh, I know who I call.
And
call
Marcello. Marcello, that's his name. Okay.
And, yeah. You know what he did? He was like, be on my team.
Like, before this happened.
Like,
2 weeks ago.
But he was like, on my team, join my team. And then his team was Thayer, Nathan, Skip. I was instantly back in. I know, Maddie, you don't think what I was going to say was actually kind of funny, but
It wouldn't have been in this context.
but it was, because I was, like, talking about you, and then he was, like, I was, like, saying, like, and he was, like, it's like, this girl I like, but we're having some whatever. And he's like, oh, so you guys are going to, like, hook up, like, a million more times.
This is why I'm trying to fucking cut your mic, Willie.
No, but that's...
Somebody
but,
do it.
But okay, that's, so maybe, that's maybe, I think what is... I think maybe, wait, stop. I think
the
maybe what's being
what
said is, like,
like
cut
he just,
it and don't
sure.
say that.
No, I get it. But the beauty of what he said was, it was like, you just, like, see it for what it is. Like, it's like, he didn't be like, oh, so whatever about her or you, he was just like, oh, okay, cool. So you guys are good. And it was
very pretty eyes.
And it was interesting. And he was pretty eyes.
I don't know what's happening anymore.
Thank you. I mean, look, it was a story I was gonna share eventually. I'm sorry that you were here.
I said no multiple times to it now.
You're right. You're right. I'm sorry. I won't.
Welcome
anyone.
Hey, did we say that this is unedited, uncut, live?
True, but here's the
real
thing.
Time.
This was part of. This was part of my day.
Yes.
No.
It's the spiral.
I'm just saying that.
But I feel like Shawa, me and you had talked about.
This is raw shit.
Some stuff that happened last year.
Yeah.
That you didn't really get to share on the air.
Yeah. I mean, that's a long story longer, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But, I mean, you remember, like, it's funny because he was actually on the show.
Yeah.
Thank you. Like,
yeah.
And that's what's wild. It's like, he was like such a part of this community, and
I wasn't close with him at all. Like just getting to know him.
Yeah,
and I said he had great taste in candy because he brought that candy that day.
Yeah, great, that's,
and I
that's
was rad. Like, this is great.
it is weird though that like. He came into this show not even that long ago, 2 weeks ago, which I'm going to pull some stuff.
Yeah.
And make some, like, some cuts from. He came into this show, and him and Mario hung out. And that was one of our weirdest, wildest shows.
And now I'm like, and now I feel bad that I was like,
I mean,
what
yeah.
the heck? Because they were talking over me, and, like, I felt really like, ugh, you know? And now I feel like, oh, shit, I should not have tripped on that because he was just saying his bit. Because who knows how long people have, you know, to say their bit.
Well, that's what's weird to me about it, too, is like, it's like, you know, I'm going through some stuff with a coworker right now. I'm not going to, like, go deeper into it, but... As soon as this happened, I was just like, none of this feels important anymore. Like, it's like, at any moment. Yeah. Like, because that guy, that wasn't supposed to happen, right? Like, so, it doesn't matter how crazy you feel. So, Alex, get in here real quick, because I want to talk to you about this. And I know. Sorry. But me and Alex worked at the Peaks for a long time together, and we had. Now I don't work there anymore, so I don't want to like get you in any weird stuff. But there would be this group text with everybody involved, and they'd be like, "All this stuff, blah blah blah, drama, drama, drama," and then me and you would text and be like, "What the fuck are they talking about?" It was the me and Alex like group text.
I'm glad you brought that up because like whenever there is a fucking group text, there's always a side group text where like they're like, "What the fuck is this motherfucker talking about?"
Yeah.
Bro,
like, yeah, with like just four people instead of ten.
But me and Alex would be like,
two people instead of
like none of this matters, right?
I was like, "What are we talking about here?" Like one of my so I work at over in 17th South Venice.
We know Molly.
Hey, shout out Molly.
Shout out Molly.
Molly, you're the nicest person on the planet.
The best.
I love you. Molly, you're the best. we're literally just like, I guess somebody closed and there was like a little splatter on a thing.
Oh no!
And somebody was all like, "Who the fuck closed last night?" And like,
was it blood splatter?
No, it was.
And what was like the trajectory?
It was cream. It was for sure
cream.
You said semen?
Oh no!
Did you take a black light to it?
It was jizz.
Well, yeah. Hey. Speaking of that, what was that fucking like Room Raiders? You guys remember that shit?
Yeah, dude, I remember that. MTV.
It was 2001.
MTV, by the way.
2001. Rip in peace.
Yeah.
And they're all like,
"See, I don't watch."
We did that last week.
But it was, oh my god, it was goddamn. They were like, "You know what? I'm gonna put on my white gloves." Like this.
That's why I put black light in the girls' room at Delirium. There's like black lights.
Oh yeah, she.
Black lights matter.
Black lights matter.
Yeah, no. Oh my god.
At the end of the day, right? Like there was always like everybody had all this drama, and then me and Alex would just be like, "We're good though, right?" Like we just show up.
Wait, what about the splatter?
That's how we work, and then we pour
black
beers.
Black lights splatter.
We pour beers. Black lights matter. Black lights matter.
Bro, my ex and I black lit at Glory Hole near my house.
Okay.
It was.
Wait. Whoa. Hold on.
Yeah. Okay. No, go back to the splatter though.
What'd you say about the Glory Hole?
We went to a Glory Hole and I brought a black light for our Christmas card. And it was blinding and really gross.
I got a hell of questions right now.
Instead of behind the green door, you know that scene?
Uh-huh.
Behind the green door is going to be
behind the green door.
No, the black light.
All holes matter, I guess.
So if when I, first of all, when me and Shawa are mayor, that's going to be a different thing. But when me and Trish open our own bar that we own together,
there will be glory holes.
All of the doors on all of the bathrooms
will have a hole.
Green? No, they're green.
Oh, all green.
And most walls will have holes. If not,
well, yeah. And then we'll
neon
put a hole.
Green? Can they be neon green?
Dick height.
Okay, so I was thinking hydraulic seats because you don't know the height of the person. So
not the poopy potty for the squatty
potty. It's all about the risk because you don't know what's on the other side of the wall. A mouth, a hand, a butthole, a machete.
Well, the boys' room at Delirium has a star cut out of the bathroom stall.
Ouch.
Ouch.
I feel like it might be splintery.
Every time I have to use the boys' room to pee.
Wait, where's the address so I don't know?
I look at that star and I think,
wait, hold on, Alex. You've been to Delirium.
Steel Panther.
It's like spikes coming into it.
Jesus.
By the way,
I think there's a market for that.
Wait,
there's a kink for that.
Wait, how? Holly? Because like the men's fucking restroom is like you walk in to the right.
Yeah. There's two urinals and then there's a stall.
You're telling me there's a fucking like.
There's a hole in the stall.
Yeah.
It's the shape of a star.
And on the other side,
time to
Bill
do.
Cosby.
And plus,
that's a time to
I'm gonna go, plus
the,
I'm gonna go there,
plus the
I'm
two
gonna go
inch two inch seat. Plus the 2-inch opening down the hinge side of the door, where you can see the urinals, and I'm sure they can see into the stall.
Yeah, just like imagine that little like.
Imagine just seeing an eye.
I'm just like peeing with my spike. going.
You know what I feel like?
Waiting for an eyeball to show up.
Do you know what I feel like is wild, though?
If you're looking out a fucking glory hole, like,
but there's the app called Hole Hunter.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to be all like, oh, yeah, I don't want to do
this. Like, this is what I think is what is, like, wild is, like, if I want to look, like, you know, like, people are like, they're like, oh, you're taking up skirts or something like that, or like they're looking at girls' titties, or like I'm like, you know what I can do? I can go home and just like watch, like,
oh no, but
where's
like,
the
gangbang? Anytime I want. So what the fuck? So
it's the possession, I think. Like,
but here's the thing. That's the thing. Crazy. It's not about like trying to get off. It's about like the weird thing you like.
It's actually kind of.
Maybe like violating someone that they don't.
Yeah, they like
aware
that.
Of.
They like violating somebody. Yeah,
but the just fact that they're doing it, is almost kind of healthier than like.
Well,
just like, I don't know, like they're out there on BART with their little camera, like doing it.
Okay, every girl I've ever
clarity, they got to be fucking crazy because after you do, you're like
in Fremont.
Hey, I'll masturbate and like after I've come, I'll be all like.
Like,
I'm the worst.
Ew, dude.
But that's just literally me to myself.
Yeah, yeah. Ew, dude. I just watched fucking
doing like stupid. Whatever. We all mess with.
We gotta get Kendall back in here, by the way, because we did come up.
You have to choose good material.
Yeah. No, and I like my material. I like what I like. But like everybody mess with. But like,
but
when we're
really,
done, we're all like, okay.
Well, not me.
But it's really meager.
I need to go fucking fold my laundry now.
Yeah. Like, that was fun.
There's not much selection out there right now.
Like, that was fun, but now now the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Content is not that fucking.
No, yeah.
I want, like.
Well, this is why OnlyFans continues, because people just want to watch a girl that, like, no, they feel like they have, like, a connection to or whatever. It's like.
I want,
it's,
like,
it's not a porn
Fables.
Star.
I want, like. It'll be, like, Aspen's Fables.
Wait, hold on. What'd you say?
This is.
You said asshole fables?
Yeah. Asshole's fables.
Instead of Aesop's fables.
Oh.
Like, you know, like.
I feel like this is bringing us right into.
Like with a
our
message.
AI song of the night.
Oh!
Like, with a message. And, like.
My fucking.
With, like. Like, with.
A moral.
I thought you said asshole fables.
A psychological twist.
Yes.
Oh, you like story and content.
Eros with Eros with
you like story content and like
I mean, I like to fuck, but
there's
then
a place
also
my house
be
called
like,
Eros, and it's got hella holes in it.
I like to fuck, but also be like it was deep though, like it mattered. This brings us right
keep
in.
It tight,
this brings us right into one of our favorite segments on the show, by the way, which is we're gonna make an AI song
about porn.
Yeah.
Nice.
This conversation is
we like content.
Has inspired me.
That's content with a K.
Now, Contagion. DJ Contagion with a K. Now, here's...
We're sticklers for spelling.
So here's the deal.
I'm really into grammar, too.
So here's,
me too.
Here's the deal.
I read dictionaries.
I love dictionaries. Dictionaries.
So here's the deal. After this whole conversation, there's a couple of lines that I think were
stood out for you.
Absolutely golden.
Out.
Yeah. I think first of all, post nut clarity. Let's open with that.
Because you look into the mirror and be all like, you motherfucker. Like,
oh, wait, hold on.
You need to do better.
Wait, after you look in the mirror? After you look
if
in the mirror?
Who does that, after I jack up, look in the mirror and just feel like, do better.
After you look in the mirror.
Oh, see? It's because.
So the first line is, after you look in the mirror.
I don't have time to have clarity.
What's your
I have to clean up all my shit.
You say. You gotta do better, motherfucker.
Wait, toys in the toy box.
Wait, Billy, before you get into that, let me ask y'all something. Like, speaking of post nut clarity, are we the only ones who, like, after we fucking like come, we're like, what the fuck did I just do?
You mean men?
I was like, I was just watching fucking like a goddamn crazy fucking cartoon right now. On for do y'all like when y'all like
feel shame.
You say women?
When y'all help yourself out.
I watch the worst shit. I'm not guilty of it.
No, but after you... No.
Yeah, I don't feel shame.
Not that. It's not about porn shame, but like after you guys are done and like done... like.
Oh, yeah. Do you pick up a controller and play MLB The Show?
Like, what the fuck did I just look at? Like, okay, let me just start, I don't know, cleaning
the shirt.
Yeah. I mean, no, literally.
We're the only ones who feel shame?
No. I mean, I don't feel any shame. I jerk off, I come, and then I pick up my controller and I play MLB The Show, like, right away.
You feel what I'm saying? Like,
I've been made to feel enough shame in my life that I do not give myself any.
Man.
Not at all.
Good for you, Shawa. Sorry, DJ Contagion with a K.
Sorry, Contagion.
Yeah. DJ Dish, do you ever feel shame after...
I have zero shame about anything. Are you kidding me?
Can you tell?
That's when you start texting me, right?
I'm talking about the post-nut. Like, after you go orgasm.
Have you seen her pajama pants?
Is there a, like, okay, let me go back to where I'm almost excited again.
Like down the street to get my Uber.
You know what I'm saying?
But, no, see, no. I don't, like... Like,
and by the way, you shouldn't either.
And
man.
All of our fans are bottomless. Hmm. Remember?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's
they're
not
all out there.
That. They're
none
all
of them have pants on right now.
Listening to us, mm-hmm. pantless.
They're all jerky off right now.
A jerk hard.
Furiously,
right now.
It's crazy.
Furious.
As soon as the show is over, do they feel shame? I hope not.
Seriously, it's a call. Just kidding.
Yeah. See, I don't have to feel nervous when we're on.
Call in. Actually, by the way, there is a phone thing here.
We need that.
And apparently, well, I got an email about this.
Oh.
Someone's working on fixing this because...
Ooh, and then we can take live calls?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
We can hear the shame.
Yes.
Then we can be a phone session.
Speaking of, wait, hold on. Let's go to Yelp and leave a review. Let's leave a Yelp review for the Peaks real quick.
In song?
Yelp. We're going to leave a review for the Peaks. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's 5 stars.
Give it 5 stars,
obviously.
But just be like...
No, it's always 5 stars.
The only thing
stars.
It was lacking was the label.
If we review you...
When we review a dive bar, it is five stars. Yeah. All right.
Otherwise, we're not going to even mention.
All right, so, hold on. Sorry.
I went into a dive bar, and I asked them for a...
Specifically the Peaks.
I
got a Modelo.
They had no orange to give me a fucking garnish, and that was... That's where I just dropped the line.
They threw an orange at me.
I'm gonna open it with this line. Walked in to the Peaks.
Crawled out.
And instantly noticed the smell.
The scent.
The scent, thank you. Yeah, instantly,
I haven't been there
noticed
yet.
The scent. I'm not done. Instantly noticed the scent.
It's a horrible bar.
Great
bar.
It was pleasant.
Saw the sign. Didn't go in.
It was pleasant.
Excellent.
I got a half chub.
Shawa, what's the next line of this 5-star review? Walked into the Peaks, instantly noticed the scent. It was pleasant.
Should we all do three? Should we all do like a sentence each?
Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
Well, mine that I just said is true. Drove by.
For the Peaks. Drove by.
Drove by.
Had a good feeling.
Said nah.
Nice.
Drove by. Said nah.
Didn't go in.
Excellent. Didn't go in.
Not that bad, guys.
But here's the thing.
Please tip me, guys.
Walked into the Peaks, instantly noticed the scent. It was pleasant. Drove by. Didn't go in.
Was it my turn?
Felt good? What was the last part?
Excellent.
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 All right. Alex. Yeah.
All the while. I realized. There was no toilet paper.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
And. Wait.
Hold on. Now, it takes me a while to type because I'm...
I've
been educated by...
And then there was no non-slip warning sign with all the pee-pee and the poo-poo on the floor.
Okay.
That was like El Tintan.
Can I boil that down?
Yeah.
And then, due to no...
The pee-pee and the pee-pee.
Beware of slippage. Slipped on pee pee and poo poo.
No, you forgot about all the while.
Okay, yeah.
Unbeknownst.
Okay.
Any of those. Unbeknownst, all the while.
All right.
How far back do Instagram, like the little stories that you can post,
and then
how
all the while
archives go back?
Too long. Know?
Okay, so, and then all the while, due to no beware of slippage. I slipped on pee pee and poo poo.
Actually, would cockadookie be like, actually funnier?
Cockadookie is actually funnier. So I will allow it. Cockadookie. Alright.
I concur.
Alright. Trish, take us home. How is this 5-star review gonna end?
Wait. Are we doing this for the pigs?
Yeah. We're gonna drop it.
We're doing a real Yelp review.
We're dropping this. Yeah.
Anyway, 5 stars. But like,
yeah, 5 stars.
Shortly thereafter, I met Alex.
Oh! I don't think we should.
Not say your name?
I don't think we should use his name.
A barman.
Say the fat boy with a beard and a mullet.
Shortly thereafter, me and an employee, and then what happened?
We almost Frenched. We almost Frenched. It didn't happen.
All right.
But I'll be back.
All right.
Are we still fighting
the review? Yeah. And then I'm gonna just gonna finish it real quick. Parking spot right out front. 5 stars. Parking spot right out front.
We'll go again. Like I will be.
Yeah, parking spot right up front. 5 stars.
I'm there now.
5 stars. We'll be back.
It was pleasant. Oh, it was song.
Hell yeah.
No, this is a Yelp review.
No. We'll park my ass on a bar stool here again.
Trust me, this Yelp review is going to come from something random.
I love Yelp.
Make a new email address. Make a new email address right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. We do need to actually make our account, by the way.
It's going
to
be like Solio.
We need a DBR.
Yeah, we need the DBR.
Gmail.
The DBR, yeah.
Solio.
By the way, did you see the fucking...
X-Writer.
The coffee mug I left? All right.
I saw you with a coffee mug.
So, give me... Kendall, give me a music genre.
Is that what it is?
I'll say
it's not on yet.
Maybe like post-punk. Something like Depeche Mode or
post-punk. Okay. Oh, actually, that's really good, you know, when you actually give like a band.
Yeah, like Depeche Mode.
Play Depeche Mode. I need volume.
All right, Shawa. I need another genre.
I need volume.
Oh. Yes, you do.
You're good.
Hold on.
Yeah.
You're in there, baby. Let's go.
I can hear my headphones.
DJ Contagion with a K. Yes.
You need another genre.
I need a genre.
Didn't I give you one?
We start with post-punk.
Oh, Aerobug.
Is language a
Dio.
Genre?
No? Play Dio.
Well, hold on.
Okay. Is language a genre?
Language?
Chinese.
Like, came. No, I was going to say French.
Oh.
No, not really. Like, okay, can I do like French hip hop or something like that?
But that's going to translate into French.
How about David Hasselhoff? Is that a genre?
Oh my God, yes.
Is David Bowie a genre?
For sure, Hasselhoff
a genre.
David Hasselhoff.
Why was this
a,
like, I knew this was going to be a song.
It's a Yelp preview.
DJ Stairs, you want to take us home?
I'm pretty much getting fired from the Peaks. Based off of this.
Hey, by the way, you always have a job at the hall.
That would require.
Plus, we're going to be androgynous. They don't know if we're talking about a man or a lady.
Please come work at the hall, dude.
You don't want to.
Please, I need you, dude. I need you.
Oh my God.
I need you so bad.
That was a private thought.
I really need you.
Everyone should just be at the hall. Be more fun.
Okay, I'm applying tomorrow.
Yes. The first time I thought about it, though.
I'm not even lying. I was like, should I apply?
We should 100%.
Wait, can we?
Yeah. Right?
Should I apply?
Yeah. Right?
I literally have thought about this.
Can we read the Yelp?
Yeah.
What's the end result? This is like fucking doing.
Oh, yeah, we left a Yelp review for the Peaks.
A good one or a bad one?
Five stars.
Like, I hate this bar.
Five stars.
Oh, hell yeah.
You ready?
I'm ready. All
right, here you go.
Consider the measure, really.
It goes like this. Walked into the Peaks and instantly noticed the scent. It was pleasant. It was pleasant. What? Drove by, didn't go in. Excellent. All the while, I realized there was no toilet paper. And then all the while, due to the... Oh, wait, hold on. I need to put a V in there. Due to the no beware of slippage, I slipped on cockadookie. Shortly thereafter, me and an employee almost Frenched.
Right on. Right on.
Parking spot right up front. Five stars. We'll be back.
I feel like that's a really just truthful review.
Yeah. That feels very true to my
experience.
Dude. It's literally me. Every fucking piece. Every piece. Like, I'm like, yeah, that's about...
That's
I mean...
Are we on a break?
All right. I just need one more
David Bowie. He died on January 10th, so okay. I think you should...
I was actually kind of wild, too. He died 10 years...
On my birthday, by the way.
After he put out his last album.
Yes, happy belated birthday to Kendall.
It is my...
It was like yesterday.
January 10th,
like
yes. Her birthday was like 5 minutes ago.
Thank you. Yes.
Wait, I didn't know what the date
was. That was my birthday.
It's the 12th now.
How's it feel being 21?
Oh. It feels really good being 18 years old. I love it.
Well, at least we're still in the legal area.
That was a lot there.
That was a hockey ball.
I felt like a hockey ball.
This whole thing
is
a lot.
David Bowie.
That's not good.
All right. Did we get all this?
While we wait.
Are we done?
That's for your
birthday. Did we get all that out of our system?
While we wait. For AI to figure this out.
I think if you do play David Bowie, though, can I request a specific song or no?
Mm. Oh, he put the lyrics into a David Bowie
song. Yeah, we're making an AI song right now.
And what
we're
doing. Hopefully it will sing.
Yeah. I will play a David Bowie song for you.
Can I request that song?
Yeah, which one do you want?
Sound and Vision.
Ooh, that's a good one.
It's my favorite David Bowie song.
Yeah. Let's go.
Isn't it kind of ironic that he's my favorite artist of all time and he died on my birthday?
That's crazy.
Kind of crazy? Kind of crazy, right? Yeah. My worst birthday ever, by the way, when he died. I was like, damn. The fuck? Like,
what the fuck?
Also, what the hell? It
wasn't like the worst day ever.
He probably infused you.
I mean,
9/11. Yeah, yeah.
Don't even get me started about 9/11, guys.
All right, before we come back and we check out what AI has discovered for us, we're gonna play the bartender. We are making a dive bar radio musical, and
I'm going on that day.
This is a song about. Sorry, shall we go ahead? What was that?
Oh, I said, he probably said, I'm going to die this day so I can jump into Kendall.
I think, yeah, he really meant to die that day.
I feel like that definitely happened.
Let's pass on death right now.
Definitely happened.
Oh, you can't pass on it.
David Bowie, he specifically was like, Kendall, who I've never met in my life, who I don't know.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, I'm going to die today to, like...
And then he was like,
myself.
Let's dance.
Let's dance. And then he was like, space.
Put on your red shoes and...
Forget about the video that he did with Mick Jagger. It's the gayest video ever made.
Well,
David Bowie is kind of gay, though. But you know what's funny? Is he's not
dancing
he
in the streets.
He was married to Iman.
He's androgynous.
Isn't that wild? He always is like, he seems gay.
In the 60s.
And maybe he was bi.
Well, in the 60s, he created a character.
With guys, sexuality.
Well, he might have been bi.
Yeah.
He
created a character.
From fucking Vanilla Ice. He was actually one that actually made.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Vanilla Ice.
Speaking in
I know exactly what you're talking about. Vanilla Ice, the like.
Word.
Oh,
damn.
Yeah, I know this whole ass thing, by the way.
Let's kick it.
Let's kick it.
It's probably the greatest song of all time, I think.
Is it?
No.
Stop.
Collaborate and listen. Back to back with a brand new invention.
Something grabs a hold of me tightly, flows like a harpoon daily and nightly. Will it ever stop? Yo,
I think this is
turn off the lights, huh?
And I knew
so this is David Bowie.
Like a vandal. Let him
stage and
watch
jump like a vandal. Oh. Speak of that boom.
Let's fucking go.
She hated me for that because every time she was like, stop. And I'd be like, collaborate and listen.
Yeah, yeah. That's funny.
It's really weird that it took so long for him to get caught for jack. That whole medley.
He was an originator of sampling.
Ladies,
if you all talk at once, don't hear it at all.
Do you own? Do you own that?
I was a kid when that came out.
Stop murdering soccer moms and SUVs.
My role is
By the way, I love that you said that, Alex, because whenever somebody says to me, they go like, well, it's been, I go, 1 week since you looked at me.
You want to zoom? You like jazz?
They go, it's been.
Satan brings
one
on.
Week since.
Oh, what's happening with the song?
Well, we're playing this.
So, what you're gonna play is Sound and Vision by David Bowie.
We're playing, this is an ode to the bartender.
When you've got a full pocket of cash after a week of getting blasted in the ass by drunk douchebags. This is not the time to be stingy. Oh no, we got 2 days off in the middle of the week. So you know what that means, kids. It's time for some binging. It's only 3 short hours until 6 a.m. That's when the true drinkers and all my friends. It's not when we begin or even where it'll end. If you really want to pull off a world-class binge, it's important that you have no plan. We've 3 hours to kill. Let's put a dent in this bag. We're built different, you see. We are your bartenders. We listen to your bullshit, even if you're no big spender. So when the clock finally strikes 2 a.m. on a Monday, well, that's when we finally get our fun day. And if you think I'm only gonna have just one fun day, well, you're kind of right. It's going to be one really long, really blurry and fantastic day. And I must say, don't you dare judge me. This is the bartender way. The first stop is always the 6 a.m. dive bars. Most of the people in there are old, cranky men, quietly hovering over their scotch and waters, just trying to drink until they're sleepy enough for the next nap. But the beauty of a bartender's life, those guys buy us drinks now. Everybody just can't wait to get on our good side. Yeah, we are neighborhood celebrities and 6 a.m. at Clooney's. That's our red carpet, baby. We listen to your bullshit, even if you're no big spender. So when the clock finally strikes 2 a.m. on a Monday, well, that's when we finally get our fun day. This is the best part of the binge, you see. The future full of uncertainty. And also drugs and whiskey. And sometimes people kiss me. But indubitably and with certainty, we'll all eventually be out of money. And then with dry eyes, our noses running, we'll find ourselves on empty. We'll stumble home, plug in our phones, and set our wallet on the nightstand. And that's the moment we find our second bank. Binge continues. Belgian friend, you see, we are your bartenders. We listen to your bullshit, even if you're no big spender. So when the clock finally strikes 2 a.m. on a Monday, well, that's when we finally get our fun day.
Tanya Stairs over there just turned my mic down, and that was
the Hall of the Musical.
Well, she turned the speaker down.
There it is.
All right, fair enough. Fair enough. Speaking of, where's my headphone at? Oh, it's on my head.
It's on your head.
It's on my head, so, dog.
People from the hall.
It's on my head, dog. Ask,
What's your guys' least favorite customer? Don't say them by name, but like, is there a customer?
You mean Dave?
No. Like, oh, it's this guy I know.
We had this guy yesterday.
Well, the guy yesterday is definitely an ATM guy.
Private investigator guy.
He was there all day.
Oh, my God. He almost came back in today.
He hit on her, like, nonstop. No.
Yes, he did.
Then
he asked me out three
times.
His
car got declined three times.
And he said yes.
Wait,
right.
Was this the one whose wife was cheating?
And then Trish ended up paying
$20. Yeah, because I was like,
oh, my God.
That was on Trish. Why did you pay
$20? Because I couldn't stand. I thought he'd leave.
He goes, watch my phone.
Wait, you paid $20 for what?
To get him out the door.
To just get him an Uber or what?
No, his car kept his tax.
Oh, you paid his tax?
There was only $20 left on it.
Every time.
He's like, I want you guys.
He's 16 on this card. He's 4 on this card.
And then
there was 20 left, and I was like, fuck this.
He kept putting his, like, all these cards in, and they all got declined.
He was like, watch my phone.
Finally,
he was
like, I'll pay it, leave.
Where's my phone?
And this was after. This was after we had to cut him off.
Yeah. I know, we cut him off. I was like, yo.
An hour prior.
You wanted to cut him off. I had to cut him off.
No. That guy's not regular, though,
hold
right?
No, pause on this. First time we ever seen him.
It is very, very reasonable for me to ask you, my superior, to cut somebody off.
From the gate.
I'm sorry. I am not superior to anybody.
On paper.
I give you full...
My manager, motherfucker. You're my manager.
I give both of you full autonomy.
You should be able to cut somebody
autonomy.
Off. All I'm supposed to do is stairs.
Do anything you want.
He's just posterior.
To do anything you want.
Stairs.
There were worse customers than
Shawa's never asked me for shit.
That's great. Shawa has.
Shawa's asked me to go downstairs and get us some ice.
We can ask you for stuff?
Yeah, apparently.
It's funny, though, that she mentioned cutting people off, because I was talking to Alex about this earlier.
Cutting people off is tough.
I have such trouble cutting people off.
It's hard, right?
Even people that I know I should cut off.
Uh-huh.
It's, for some reason, I know that's like part of the job.
It's uncomfortable.
I don't like it. And you know what has happened every time?
I've cut somebody off,
they fight it. There's literally never been somebody that I've cut them off and they've been like, word.
Are you kidding me? No, the next day.
Every single time I cut somebody off, they fight.
Alex,
they're like,
are they thankful?
Is this not your experience? Like,
no, they usually thank me later.
Yeah.
Can I tell you my experience?
That's crazy.
When I cut people off, they go like, oh shit.
I don't cut people off until they're really.
When I cut people off, they think it's a joke.
If I cut you off.
I really wait till the moment where it's like, okay, this person has really drank.
You gotta do it earlier. You gotta do it while they're still coherent.
Maybe I'm realizing. You guys are making me realize. Maybe I gotta do it a little earlier.
I've
almost every time I've cut somebody off, it has been like a fight.
Meaning they're like,
what do you mean? Like, or like,
I like bribe
can
them.
You just give me one more? And I'm like, no.
After you drink this glass of water.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know what?
Two pints of water.
You know what? Honestly, I've realized
that that's
what I'm going to think about. To be honest, I've stopped doing that
because to me, that's almost a like.
You just take your drink and you just put a glass of water in front of
it. I did that for a long time, right? Like, if I cut you off, I give you a glass of water. But then I realized what happened a couple times is I was like, oh, okay, drink this glass of water and then I'll think about it. The guy, I'm thinking of a couple times, but one specific time, the guy took the glass of water, chugged it, slammed it on the bar and was like, and looked at me. It was like, give me the drink then. And I was like, okay, well, that's not what I meant.
So the first time I did it, I felt very nervous. I was like,
cutting someone off?
Yeah, yeah. The first time as a bartender, I was like, this is going to suck. But then I just went up to the guy and I was like, hey, man. I'm really sorry to tell you, but, like, you've had enough. I can't serve you anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just, you know, it's time to go. No,
you have to do it.
You have to do a DL.
I was
you
so do, I was do. So
you
nervous.
You can't make a scene out of it. You no, can't but be I was like so you're nervous. Done.
But the thing is, after I did it that one time, and he was like, oh shit. He was like, oh shit, really? Oh fuck. Like it was like he suddenly processed. He's like, oh,
he's like, oh shit, I am too drunk.
Am I like being a fucking asshole? Like in his brain, I could see it like processing, and then I watched him be like. All right, and he kind of like put his shit down, and then he like was gone. And then after that first time, after that, I was like, oh,
it's so wild.
I got this
in a room full of bartenders. No, but it's so wild that I'm saying like whenever I cut people off, it's kind of a fight, and none of you have that experience.
No, I definitely have.
Okay, I got the wrong impression.
I do think
I'm just saying that it's
female. It always is.
Yeah,
too.
Well, but now,
men definitely do. I think and it's funny that me and you are talking about this now. Me and Alex were talking about this earlier. Like female bartenders, I think they do go through different shit. Like men,
oh, no, for sure.
Men think that they can just basically talk to you like you're not.
Wait,
a human.
Are you saying the world is different for me than it is
oh
for
my
you?
God. You know what? I don't know if this is a revelation for you, but
I don't know. Do people try to blow you up with your barbecue grills?
But honestly, it does kind of suck. Like I feel like men though.
I'd like to know that.
Men at the bar, they will like
pull their dicks out.
Well, they just talk.
Oh yes.
Sometimes like as a female bartender, they talk to you like they just. Day. It's yeah. just like they're the big swinging dick, and they're just like they know what's up,
and they possibly
like,
have a chance.
Yeah, and it's like, it's just
but
it's kind
on
of
the
annoying
flip side.
Fuck.
On the flip side, it's way harder for me to get laid as a bartender than it is for you.
That is so true. And you know what? Your struggle is so valid.
Come on, Alex, back me up right now.
No. I don't. No. So valid. Like, honestly, that's even worse.
I literally said
but it's funny because half the time I don't even realize it. But so me and Alex, we work at the Peaks, right? We both work at the same place, and I'll tell him about experiences I have with certain customers. I talk to him about certain customers. He's like, that person has never talked to me that way.
Yeah.
And I start to realize it's like people do really talk to women different. Like they just think I know what's right, and you can't talk to me this way. I don't even know it half of the time, but there's like certain points where I realize it. Like, oh, you actually are talking to me like I'm like you're better than me, and like you.
Oh yeah.
You know, like that's.
Explained your job, and you're like, oh, I haven't done this for.
It's not like I've done this for years and years.
I do want to do like a whole ass show where we talk about this because this is like a literal phenomenon that I think people don't understand.
It really is,
Mr. Butler
mansplaining.
So not only is it, and I'm not trying to be like, woe is me right now, but it's true. Like, not only is it like,
I mean, I've heard enough. I've heard enough.
As a woman, we started with pool.
But not only is it like, obviously, as a woman, you get hit on, but then past that, it's just the,
it's other stuff.
To me, what bothers me is not getting hit on. I can deal with that.
It's
but what I don't
stuff.
Like is condescension. Yeah. I don't like being condescended to. I don't like being
talked to me tonight.
I don't like being talked to like I'm, you know, like I don't know what I'm talking about.
What I hate,
sorry, I'm not very bright.
What I hate as a manager is when like Maddie is like talking to somebody or Trish is talking to somebody and they're like, this fucking guy won't listen to me. And then I walk over and go, hey, man.
You say it and
blah,
they
blah,
listen
and
to
then
you.
And then they go, oh,
you,
okay,
oh, oh, you, you hate that?
They're like, is, no.
It's wild.
He can hear me.
I've had to realize.
I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. I love
you
when
I
walk
that.
Over.
No, that's not.
But it is wild to me when I walk over and I just go like, hey, man.
It's
like,
wild, but it's true. I've had to realize
like, hey, man, like,
the hard way.
It's time to go or whatever. And then they instantly go like, oh, shit. Oh, I'm so sorry. Blah, blah. And it's like,
dude,
why the fuck?
You can't alienate.
Why the fuck?
Because if I say something like, hey, you need to get out of here.
You can't alienate your advocates.
Because
you know what? I actually don't give a shit about
that.
Can I rephrase that?
I don't want to alienate anybody. I'm not saying all men. I'm not trying to. But I will say, like, I do feel condescended.
We've missed a valuable contribution.
Hashtag me too.
Cut to Asian has something to say.
No, she said it. She said, don't alienate. And I'm not trying to say that, by the way. Like, there are so many people at the peaks that, so many men that have rode for me and been like, hey, if you need help, I'll help you out. Like, because I'm the only one closing the, I close the bar alone. And that can be kind of weird as a woman sometimes. Like, I walk to my car alone at night at 3 a.m.
Yeah, because like, I'm outside waiting for you. That's weird.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And you're the reason that I have people
sitting out for that Walgreens.
She's bodyguards.
But, you know, it's like, it's cool, it's good. But so,
no,
to your point, though, it's like, there are so many men at that bar that have been so